Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Intertidal Podcast. I'm your host, Hunter. Today will be a solo episode because of quarantine. I hope everyone's being safe. I hope everyone's having a relatively good quarantine. I'm sure a lot of you are bored, but I'm going to start talking about some news for the future. But first I do that, I'd like to say thank you on the amount of listens and follows I've been getting from the last two podcasts, which were too long ago, and I thank you for that. But I do apologize for not uploading any more podcasts after this, and I will make sure to do that more frequently. So I'm going to be bouncing around topics here. First, I guess let's start off with COVID-19/coronavirus. So, hope everyone's safe. Hope no one in your family got it or you have it. I mean, it's really easy to avoid people. Just, like, wash your hands. Stay inside. Don't go anywhere with lots of people. And if you do, stay 6 feet apart. It's not hard. Okay, but you have some of you idiots out there that are going places you shouldn't be going, not being safe about it and being stupid. Alright, y'all are the reason that this shit's gone too far. Pardon my language. But, yeah, just please be safe and be smart about it. It's not as deadly as you think. The only way you'd be prone to it is if you were old, really old, or if you have any respiratory issues. So if you have, like, long-term asthma, I don't think it affects childhood asthma, but if you have long-term asthma, please be careful. But, yeah, otherwise, I hope you guys are safe. I hope everything's going well. I can feel a sneeze coming up. I don't like it. Is it going to go away? It is. Okay. On the next subject, we're going to kind of go along my daily thing here. Video games. Which should be a good topic because with everyone being home, you're either talking to your teachers or you are playing video games. I'm sure a lot of you have been playing stuff that you've never played before. I'm sure a lot of you that's never touched a video game is starting to get into that because you're getting bored. But personally, I've been playing a lot. I've been playing through Destiny 2, which I think is a really good game. Despite what a lot of other people think, it had a rough start, but a lot of games do. I've been downloading a bunch of stuff, I've been playing a bunch of games, because you just have so much time on your hand now, you don't really know what to do with it. Yeah, I don't know. Lots of gaming. Really, lots of gaming. Destiny 2 I've been playing, stuff, this new Battle Royale that my friend saw me download called Cuisine Royale. It's kind of like PUBG. It's okay. I'd give it a solid 3 out of 5 on a star. If any of you are interested in Bethesda games, Fallout 76 came out with their new update, which adds NPCs to the game, which is something that I'm sure a lot of people have been hoping for. So let's see, what else? Oh yeah, I'm probably gonna get a lot of hate on this one, but I've stopped playing GTA for a little bit. It just kind of got really repetitive. I don't know, you run out of stuff to do really fast. I've also stopped playing Rainbow Six Siege. Again, I've just run out of things to do and it feels repetitive and boring. I've redownloaded the new Call of Duty on my Xbox because I'm not a PC master race. But I've been playing that, and originally I didn't like it, but I'm starting to get back into it, because they're adding more stuff, and that's the kind of content I want. Okay, so, oh yeah, I didn't talk about Disney Plus for a while. I think the last time I mentioned it was the first podcast, which was before it came out. It's out now. I really like it. I think it's good on Disney's behalf to release something like that. I'm sure a lot of you do too. I'm sure a lot of you have watched The Mandalorian, and I love it. It's a great show. It's really cool. I'm sure 50%, not even 50, 70% of you watch it just for Baby Yoda. I personally watch it for The Mandalorian because he's cool, and I know the lore of Star Wars. People who know me know I'm a really big Star Wars fan, so we're probably going to talk about that for a little bit, and I apologize. Let's see, Mandalorian, it ended on a pretty good end. It's not, the season isn't over, don't worry, so if your heart just stopped right then, calm down. They're coming out with their new season in October. The reason for that being is they're going to start working on a bunch of other stuff. Like right now, they're working on the final episode to the Clone Wars, which I feel is incredible, and I love it. It's really good. I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. If you know me personally, you already know that. If you know me personally, a lot of the stuff I'm going to talk about, you're going to be like, yep, that's his dumbass. But I've been watching a lot of that. Watched it with my parents last night because they wanted to know what it was about. So let's see here. Music. Let's talk about a little bit of music, guys. The other main source of entertainment. Excuse me if you hear a lot of background music. I'm laying down in my bed recording this. I just got done mowing my lawn, which was fun to say the least. But music. So I've been listening to a lot of different music. I bounce around from like heavy metal to like 90s, 80s rock to, you know, like alternative hip hop. I've listened to a lot of that stuff, mixing it up. But this one artist I listened to, you might have heard of him. He is his name is Joji. You might know him as Filthy Frank, has a YouTube channel who did lots of cursed stuff, you know. And by cursed, for all those normies, I mean like just things you think you would not see. And he's released two new songs in between the last podcast and this podcast. He released one called Run, which was, in my opinion, a masterpiece. Like, the guy's voice is turning into such an instrument, and personally, I think he has a great career ahead of him. He started off a little goofy with his YouTube channel, started making goofy music, known as Pink Guy. A lot of you might know him. Like his songs, like Meme Machine, or like I Have a Gun, you might know that. I'm trying to keep it family friendly. I know I've cussed like a couple of times, but his songs can get really way worse than the stuff I say. But yeah, I've been listening to a lot of him. He came out with another song called Gimme Love, which I think is also a really good song. It was different hearing the two switches because Run was very like slow paced, like lots of guitar, really slow, and like an easy way to say it is kind of depressing kind of sound. And then you go to Love and it's really upbeat and stuff like that. And it's really interesting to see something like that, but it's also really, really cool, like, see that. I really like it. I think it's really good. But on the other note, if any of you know Oliver Tree has released his final song, which is not, made me kind of sad for a little bit, but once you get over it, you think it's kind of goofy. The song is called, what is it called? Don't Let Me Down. It's called Don't Let Me Down. It's a good song. It talks about how he feels bad for letting all his fans down. For any of you who's wondering who he is, go listen to one of his songs. Just leave the podcast, go listen to some of these artists I'm talking to, and then come back to this, and you'll understand it. But he released his last song because apparently, rumor is, he's been working on this one album for 5 years, and because of the corona, couldn't release it. Now, if you ask me, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm like, okay, why would that have anything to do with this? Why couldn't you just release it? Like, Joji's doing it. But everyone has their own motives, and I probably don't know what his is. So, yeah. Are there any other artists out there? Oh, yeah, this one artist that I really like, that I think a lot of you should listen to. His name is Steel Woozy. That is Still Woozy. And he released a new song. I think it's called Willow or Window, whatever. But he released a new song, and it's been a year since he released one. So it's really cool to see him kind of, a lot of like these artists resurging during the coronavirus. I think it's really interesting. It's really cool. Speaking of artists, I know a lot of you are going to hate me for this. I'm going to hate myself for saying this, but Tekashi 6ix9ine is out of prison. You know, personally, I would have thought that he would have stayed in there longer. I hate his music, don't get me wrong. I do not like his music whatsoever. I think it's garbage rap, and some of you might beat me up if you hear this. And that's fine. You can have your own opinion on stuff. I can have my own opinion on stuff. Let's agree to disagree.
But he got released early, which is kind of stupid. And between the podcasts, Juice WRLD, a very famous rapper, sadly passed away. I was never a big fan of his music, but I'm not gonna hate on the guy because I never listened to him. And why should you hate on someone that you've never listened to or, got to learn about? So why should I hate him, I don't think he's done anything bad. If he has, like, people who know me in person, please let me know. I'll be very interested to hear that. But as of right now, he died. No one deserves death. I don't know the guy, so I didn't feel like devastated by it. But so it's going by too fast, guys. I apologize. So I'm sure a lot of you guys have been on YouTube recently because of being bored. Apparently there is a program going on called Hope From Home, and they're trying to donate money. So I'm gonna say this, you don't have to. You never have to. I'm just a guy talking to you over a phone through a podcast. Why should you listen to me, But they're doing this Hope From Home program to kind of raise money for people who need it. And if you see someone streaming, do the right thing. If you have like a couple cents, just donate. It's the best thing you can do. And if you don't, that's fine. Just watch the stream. Give them some support for trying to help us out. Let's see here. Lots of other things. A little bit of news before we go on to the next subject. I'm currently looking for a new co-host. So if you know me in person, you can come talk to me. Talk to me about that position. I'll consider it because James, the last one, said he didn't like where it was going. And, that's fine. I haven't done this in a while. That's my bad. I haven't been pushing it. But he doesn't think it's going anywhere, so I'm gonna relieve that stress off of him. But yeah, if you know me in person, please come talk to me. We'll consider hooking you up for a co-host, or even if we find one, come talk to me. I'll find a spot for you. There's always room for one more. I apologize for saying a lot. I don't know why I say that. That is completely my fault. So I want to talk about this for a little bit. I want to talk about some game updates. I know this is, I'm gonna probably name this podcast like Gaming Rant because that's really all I know how to talk about, and I apologize. And if I get more people on here, it'd be easy to talk about stuff. But Minecraft is coming out with their Nether update. Really excited for that. It's gonna give me lots more stuff to do in that game. They've currently released a beta that you can go on and try it out for a little bit, which I think is a good touch. You can see what's going to be on there, get ready for it. They're supposed to be adding a lot of new stuff, dude. It's supposed to be really hard to get to. It makes me really excited because it's going to give me more to do. And I'm sure there's out there who people play Minecraft all the time and they have stuff to do, and I don't know how you do it because I get bored really fast. But on that note, Terraria is planning to come out with their final update. If you have no clue what Terraria is a game made by Pipeworks, and it's basically 2D Minecraft. And I think they're both amazing games, don't get me wrong, but I do play Terraria a lot more because I feel it has more content. You have more to do, you have more to grind for, there's more bosses you can fight. I think in total there's like 20. It's insane. But they're coming out with its final update called Journey's End, which makes me really sad because this is a game I've been playing for a long time and I've been able to connect with. So, stuff happens. It happens. But on the next note, this coming up school year, because my school has 5 or 4 weeks left. I don't know where you guys are. Whoever's listening, where you're listening, I don't know how much you have, but my school has 4 or 5 weeks left, and honestly, I don't think I'm really ready. This coronavirus makes me feel unprepared for the next year. I feel like I'm not getting the same experience, and I know you guys might just be like, "Oh, he's such a goody-goody. He likes to be at school." It's like, no, I'm not a goody-goody. I just like to, learn. I want to be ready for the future. But if you know me, I play the trumpet in a marching band, and we should have gotten a show release, and we. If this coronavirus keeps going, we probably won't have a marching season or a football season, and that does not make me happy. because those are my, that's my favorite time of the year in band. It helped me get through the first half of school, and I really appreciate it for doing that. You know, we had practice every day. We worked and worked and worked. So I hope we get to keep that up. If there's any other extra activities you've been doing, that's really good. I mean, it's good to find stuff you should do. I've been trying to pick up archery a lot more. If you're watching this podcast and you knew me back in elementary school, you know that was my thing. I did it all the time, every day, and I'm trying to pick that back up. And I don't know, it's really fun. Been something I've been enjoying it for a while. I've also been picking up fishing a little bit. I know I've just been like, don't go where lots of people are. And I keep in mind, I did say stay safe and stay 6 feet away. So if you do go out, please stay 6 feet away from people, which is what I've been doing. We went fishing and kayaking not too long ago, which was really fun. I mean, personally for me, the coronavirus is one of those things where like you feel like you have less to do, but if you go out and you're safe about it, you have tons to do because people aren't really out and about anymore. Things like that. But on the next topic, schoolwork. I don't know if schoolwork is stressing any of you guys out. It's kind of okay for me. I know a lot of you are probably in the advanced classes. You're like, oh, you shouldn't be saying anything. You don't know what work is until you're in advanced class. You know that. Fair enough. That's fine. I totally agree with you. You guys probably get a lot more work, but on the rare occasion, you'll have that one teacher that just gives you a bunch of work, and you're like, why did you have to do that? And you know, I've been getting some of that lately, and I'm not gonna call out any of my teachers because my teachers are doing great. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes I can get overwhelmed, and I'm probably speaking for a lot of other people. That feeling overwhelmed at school doing homework is probably not a good thing necessarily, but I don't know. They might be planning something out new for my school, or if they don't, I guess I'll just have to deal with it, you know? Walking off, that kind of stuff. Let's see here. There's not much to really talk about. It's different being on a solo podcast. You know, it's not really. There's lots of people who can do it, and you know, I salute them for that. And good on them. You know, good on them for doing that. There's nothing wrong with doing that. I have no grudge against it. But just me, personally, I need someone to keep a conversation going with me. So I'll try to get that going soon for content-wise. And even if I'm not making podcast, I'm trying to stream on Mixer as much as I possibly can. Just go to Mixer and look up King Crab. The C and the K are both capitalized. That is King Crab, KingCrab69. Look that up on Mixer. I'll be streaming a lot. I'll be trying to pump out content, you know. You don't. I'm trying to do my part, you know. I'm trying to give people stuff to do. It gives me stuff to do. It lets me interact with people more. And I'll probably post some of that stuff on my Instagram if you're following my Instagrams. And yeah, so I'm probably gonna take a fast break. Probably record some of this later tonight, see if I can find more things to talk about. But for you guys, it's gonna feel like a second. For me, it's gonna be a couple hours. So, thank you for listening to this first part, and I will be back later tonight to talk about more stuff. So, thank you for listening to this first part, and I will catch you in a second.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I know this is gonna be like kind of weird because this is gonna be like a second for you. I started to record this on Sunday. It is now Monday. So, if I repeat some of the stuff I said in the last segment, I apologize. I really do. But to kind of talk about some other stuff, I'd like to hear, or I kind of can't, but I mean, talk about some of the music I've been listening to lately, kind of get that out there. So, if you know me really well, you'll know that I am a massive metalhead. Like, I love rock and roll and stuff like that. So I've been listening to a lot of like System of a Down and stuff like that, and I listen to a lot of Dragon Force, speed metal. I'm just a massive metalhead. Any band like Nirvana, Nirvana, Dragon Force, Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath. I listen to both of them. I enjoy all of them. So, if you're interested in that, there you go. I will probably, by the time this goes out, it's currently Monday, I'm going to publish it today, right after I get done recording this. But right when I get done with this, I will probably make a post about this. So if you follow me on any of my social medias, you will see that. But yeah, in the meantime, I can talk to you guys about more stuff, which makes me super hyped. So, yeah, yesterday I was talking to a couple of my friends, and we were getting really bored. We didn't have much to play, so we started to install a bunch of stuff, and one of my friends installed Halo 5. I was like, hey man, this is not, like, you know, that good of a game. He started to play, and he said it wasn't that good. I was like, you know what, I'll install it to play with you a little bit, just because I have it. So, I'm a little excited to do that today. I've always been a huge fan of the Halo fan, or, what? I apologize, my English is not my strong suit, but I've always been a longtime fan of the Halo series, ever since Halo 2. I went back and played Combat Evolved, which was amazing, phenomenal game. Most people don't know this, and if you do, congrats, but I was talking about Destiny yesterday, how much I've been playing that game. The people who made Destiny, Bungie, also started off making Halo. So, love Bungie, they're doing a great job. Thank you, Bungie, for giving me games to play. I'm installing a lot of other stuff. This one game called Ark Survival Evolved. A lot of you might know it, a lot of you might not. It's a dinosaur survival game. I know it sounds really silly, but it's good. It's a good game. Let's see, Fallout 76 came out with their update. So I downloaded that, and I'll probably play with my dad on that or something like that. And, let's see. We installed Mortal Kombat, not the new one, Mortal Kombat XL. I love that game. I have every DLC on it, because I got it on sale when it was the same price as the normal game. Super hyped. Let's see, I've been playing The Witcher 3. Amazing game. I need to read the books, and I need to watch the TV show, but so far, the game, the little I've played, phenomenal. Let's see what else here. Over the quarantine, I managed to beat Battlefield 3, if there's any Battlefield fans out there. It sparked a new love for it. I know I've played 1, I didn't like it that much, but playing 3, it was, it was incredible. Going back and playing some of the Tomb Raider games, Rise of the Tomb Raider and Definitive Edition, those are amazing games. If you ever have the chance to play them, I strongly recommend it. I'm getting back into Call of Duty Black Ops 2, which is something I never think I'd do for a while. The main reason I got back in is because my friend said he had a mod menu, and I know some of you are going to be disgusted, like, oh, he uses aimbot, he cheats, and I mean, I'll use it occasionally. But it's mostly just to have fun and pick fun at people, because if they get mad, they'll join our party and we'll let them mess around with mods too. It's no big deal, you know, it's a good time for everybody. If you play on Xbox, which I probably, like, none of you do, a game came out for free called Call of Cthulhu. You know, Cthulhu, H.P. Lovecraft book. I really want to read it. I hear his books are masterpieces, but it's a good horror game, you know, classic detective going to a mansion, Cthulhu kind of stuff. If anybody's ever heard of Saint Row, that's a good game. I recommend some of you play. It's kind of like GTA, I will say, but it has its own twist on it, and it's really good. Now the games that I do like, let's move to the games that I do not recommend you play. One game is Dirt 3. I tried to play it because, you know, I like racing games. I tried to play Dirt 3 and it just didn't work out. So, yeah, don't like that. There's this new battle royale that came up called Cuisine. I might have mentioned it in the first segment. But I played it a little bit. It was fun at first. I was like, yeah, this is a good idea, but it just kind of died out really fast. Let's see, any other games here that I do not enjoy? A lot of these games that I'm really fond of. No Man's Sky. If you've ever heard of No Man's Sky, it had a rough start, but they started to update it a good bit to make it, a little better. I played it on the survival, and then I got on the creative and messed around for a little bit. And, it's kind of a fun game. The planet, like, you'll find the occasional, like, really nice planet that you'll want to live on, but that's where everybody lives, and it's aggravating, to say the least. But, not a terrible game. If you are looking for a good platform, I've been playing Celeste a lot. It's a pretty good platformer. Or if you just want to, go ham on some bosses, play Cuphead. I know a lot of you have probably heard of that, probably some hardcore fans or had a little obsession at one point, but it's a really good game if you do play it. This game came out recently called for free called Knights of Paper and Pen, and if you've ever heard of Dungeons and Dragons, it's kind of like that. The sit down at a table, make your character. It's all imaginary. I've started to play it a little bit with my friends. If you've ever heard of it and you know the stuff that's in it, congrats to you. It's a very fun game. I recommend some of you try to get into it. I made this like kind of dragon-esque character who's a paladin. It's really fun. I got together with a couple of my friends. We sat down and played it for, God, how long did we play? It's like 7 hours. We played for a while. Oh, let's see. I talked about Terraria a little bit yesterday about how I was coming up with this last update. I'm saying yesterday. Keep in mind that I'm recording this part on a separate day. So just keep that in mind when I'm talking. Been playing that, and I finally am getting to the point where I'm beating bosses. I'm doing good. I'm getting armor. That makes me really happy. Minecraft, I'm getting into a lot more. It's a very fun game when you have stuff to do. I was watching some videos last night, trying to go to sleep. I found a lot of cool, like, redstone I can mess around with and stuff. It's a fun game when you have stuff to do, but if you just run dry on content, it gets boring really fast. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, Sea of Thieves is coming out with a monthly big update. Haven't played it in a while. But it's supposed to come out with new pets, new cosmetics, which I might try to get some because I love that game. Despite what a lot of people say about it, it's really fun. I know this game, I'm about to talk about it, it's a little childish, but I've been watching gameplay on it forever, and I've played it, and it's not as bad as a game you think it would be, and it's Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2. Some of you might have cringed when I just said that, but if you give it a second and play it, it's really fun. It's a good twist on that genre. It's very fun. You have your classic. The plants are mainly the same. They added a couple, like the pea shooters in there. I can't remember if the. I know some of the people that are in the mobile games, they use differently and they have new characters, which is really fun. But, on that note, I can talk about Rainbow Six Siege for a little bit. I stopped playing that game, unfortunately. I probably said this in the last segment. I apologize, but it's dying out. There's no more content, and I'm sorry if my list was getting really annoying. I can't really help it. It's early in the morning. This is what happens early in the morning, but Rainbow Six Siege, yeah, kind of dying out for me. I just can't play it anymore the same as I used to be able to. Another game that I've been digging and I beat with one of my friends is the Division 2, Tom Clancy's Division 2, and it is a phenomenal game. People do not give it enough credit. I have two characters. One character has about four. I think it's like one whole day. Which is like 24 hours, like 24, one day, 15 hours, and like 50 something minutes on one character, and that's because I tried to beat everything really fast, and he's really good. And then I made a separate character that I kind of just wanted to do. I think I deleted her. But, we can jump on another topic. Racing games. You know, those when. Not. I mean, I don't play a lot of racing games. The only ones I really do play is the Forza Horizon series. I tried to download Project Cars, but I just didn't like the way they felt. I'm sure they feel realistic to some people, and they're probably really fun if you have, like, a wheel. Some of you might get confused when I say that. I'm like a wheel that you can like sit on that's IRL, has the paddles and stuff that's hooked up to your console. If you have some of those, I'm sure it's really fun. But if you ever want to watch me play some of these games, I'll probably stream a little bit this week and probably throughout, probably for a while. I would don't say every day, but I'd say like a couple times a week. I'll probably be streaming on Mixer. Mixer, my thing is King Crab. King Crab, that is KingCrab69. The K and the C are capitalized. If you go in there, you can find me, you can hang out, you can talk a little bit. I'll be playing a variety of games. I never stick on one thing, and if I do, I usually try to, like, make it interesting. And I'll probably jump between, like, the same games from time to time. I'll do whatever, Just mess around. But, yeah, let's talk about a little bit of movies for a little bit. I've been ranting about video games for 12 minutes now. Movies. The Rise of Skywalker came out on DVD. My parents got that, and I've yet to watch it. I saw it in theaters. I thought it was a good movie. I'm gonna watch it again probably to kind of better my judgment because it's. A lot of people say it's bad, but it's hard for me to make a prediction when it's like my first time going. And being the hardcore Star Wars fan I am, like, just sitting down in the theater watching Star Wars is epic. Like, I don't know how anyone can really hate that, but, yeah, I mean, I'll watch it again, see what my judgment is on it. But, I know I mentioned this, I guarantee I mentioned this in the last segment. I apologize for saying that a lot, but, I'm getting into archery. It's been a while since I've shot. The last time I really shot, like, a lot was back in elementary school. If there's anyone watching that knew me back then, shout out to you. Miss you guys are great. I'm starting to get back into that again. Still have that talent, I'll have a shot off here or there, and I'll almost lose an arrow in the woods, but, I still got that, that snap, bullseye on me. It feels good. God, yeah. But yeah, I've been digging into a lot of old stuff, backing, doing that, finding a lot of old memories. It feels good. During quarantine, it's good to just kind of search around for stuff. Reorganized a lot of things. It's doing good. I've got a lot of stuff reorganized around my room. It's currently a mess. I have my trumpet just like taken apart on my floor. I don't know why. I think I was gonna try to fix the valve on one of them, but I never got to it. I probably should do that before my marching season starts, if I even have one. But yeah. I think I'll probably end this episode here. I know this is probably gonna be way shorter than a lot of my other episodes, and I do apologize. The next one I make, I'm gonna try to have a guest on. I'm thinking about having one of my friends who lives really close to my house. He knows who he is if he listens to this. I'm gonna try to have him on. If that doesn't work, I'll try to figure out something where I can get people on a call and record that. So, thank you for watching. I've been Hunter, and you are listening to the Intertidal Podcast. Please have a good day and stay safe during quarantine. Love you all.